This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. The Akron Parks Challenge is asking the community to envision how to better use neighborhood parks. In Kenmore, residents are restoring a neglected gem. Akron's Kenmore neighborhood is known for its musical backbone, Kenmore Boulevard. It has several recording studios, a legendary guitar store, and a number of live music venues. Chestnut Ridge Park, with its historic amphitheater, is the neighborhood's latest venue.
And I always thought it was great. It didn't feel like it belonged here, but I don't mean that in a bad way.
That saxophonist Chris Miller, who grew up in Kenmore.
It doesn't even seem like it belongs in Akron, you know. It seems like a park from another time.
In a way, it is. It's been decades since performances took place in the park's amphitheater.
It has a lot of natural acoustics. You know, the stone kind of carries the sound, and that makes it ideal for any performer to play.
The amphitheater is why Angela Miller, no relation to Chris, decided to take action. She entered the park in the first year of the Akron Parks Challenge.
The amphitheater haunted me.
It's built from stone, quarried nearby in the 1930s as part of the Works Progress Administration and registered in the Ohio Historic Preservation Office.
I could imagine the WPA stonemasons laying it, thinking of all the wonderful things that would happen.
Like the majority of Rust Belt cities, Akron's gradual population loss resulted in a decline in infrastructure. Chestnut Ridge Park was no exception. Angela says the park has needed TLC for decades.
Well, when my children were small, this is where we came. They're in their early 30s now. And the playground equipment wasn't safe then. It was so old.
As part of the Akron Parks Challenge, residents are invited to submit ideas to the city that will have an impact on the surrounding community. Winners get up to $100,000, but must have a defined volunteer group to coordinate with the Akron Parks Collaborative, the nonprofit that oversees the challenge. Bridget Ambrisco is the collaborative's director.
I get to work with the community, find out what they want, and then I get to work with the city to say, this is what they want, make it happen kind of thing. But, you know, we find we're sort of down to the details with the community because they want to have input too on, like, you know, cool looking benches. So they're engaged to that level, and I'm sort of the conduit in between.
Chestnut Ridge Park has a new playground, new lighting was installed throughout, and electricity was run to the park's pavilion and amphitheater.
Everybody's blown away by the beauty of this park, and a big part of it is that structure. I mean, you can have all kinds of programs, from weddings to Shakespeare to concerts. This park, I think, is really special, and it's right in a neighborhood, so it's accessible for so many people to walk to.
Revitalizing the park is part of a larger strategy to revitalize Kenmore. Tina Boyce is the director of the Kenmore Neighborhood Alliance. She grew up not far from the park.
Kenmore's always been a really great, close-knit community, and it has changed over the years, but it still has a very tight core of people who love this community that want to see it come back.
Boyce says collaborations that foster civic pride, like the one that's happening in Chestnut Ridge Park, are key to revitalizing all of Akron's neighborhoods.
People collaborate here, you know, and I know it's an overused word, but you can't just build a park and they'll come. And you can't just build a boulevard and they'll come. How do you get people back to the space together to experience something that they can walk away collectively and say, man, that was good?
Bridget Ambrisco with the Akron Parks Collaborative says a way to do that is to bring residents out of their houses and into shared spaces.
People need to know that their city parks are theirs. Feel empowered to improve your own park. It's their park, you know. These are great spaces.
Saxophonist Chris Miller also plays ukulele. He says he's thrilled to have another place to perform. He calls the amphitheater a partner in performance.
One of the best things I like about this park, it's an ideal performance space, and hundreds of people pass this beautiful slice of heaven here in the middle of the neighborhood. Hundreds of people pass it every day, don't even realize it's here. It maintains its privacy even though it's close to a busy area. It's kind of hidden in plain sight.
In its first year, the Akron Parks Challenge awarded grants to three parks, with two more awarded this year. The city will issue its next request for applications in the spring. I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.